Well, I wonder if you're open to a little quiz. Listen close and see if you can tell me who's the artist. When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Okay, who is that? That's Carole King. Huh? How about another one? While storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. It's been sung by so many, I think written by, who's this? She sang it. That's Kate Smith. Huh? Ready for another one? I'm not going to try to sing this one. Hello, it's me. See, you already know who this one is. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? And it goes on, hello from the other side, I must have called 1,000 times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done, but when I call, you never seem to be home. Who is this? Yeah. You'll know this one. Well, depending on how old you are. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Oh, Sakatumi, Sakatumi, and there's a bunch of Sakatumis. A little respect, wah, babe, oh, a little respect. I get tired just a little bit. Keep on trying. We're running out of fools just a little bit, and I ain't lying when you come home. Respect, you might walk in and find I'm gone. I've just got to have a little bit of R-E-S-P-E-C-T. This is not just about a romantic relationship, by the way, but who's the artist? Yeah. One more. Southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Scent of magnolias, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the trees to drop. Here is a strange and bitter crop. It's Billie Holiday. Strange fruit. Oh. Well, maybe you're a fan of some of the more contemporary singers. Maybe you have in your collection, Beyoncé or Lady Gaga, Alicia Keys. I'm not very hip anymore. If it's not Ann and Nancy Wilson, I don't even know who it is, you know? Tammy's going, yay, rock on. We've been stirred up by the songs of women, right? Can't you think of those voices, those times when something in you has been evoked or challenged or inspired at the sound of a song? Maybe a woman's song that gives voice to our deepest longings, our wildest hope, or our worst fears. That's how it works in the Bible, too. And maybe you've noticed this motif play out. But whenever there's a military victory, what happens? The daughters come to meet those returning home, and there's timbrels and dancing and singing. Time after time in the biblical text. In Judges, it's when the armies of Jephthah return. After defeating the Ammonites, they come and there's rejoicing at God's victory. In Exodus, it's Miriam. She grabs the timbrel and the lyre, what? And there's this dance after the sea converges over those Roman pursuers. In 1 Samuel, there are more women who sing when David returns from his duel with Goliath. And they sing about Saul having slain his thousands and David having slain his tens of thousands. And then there's the song of Deborah after the conquering of the Canaanites, she sings, and then there's 40 years of peace. Even Hannah says, "My heart exalts in the Lord, my strength is lifted up in my God." Songs of women. Songs of women all the way through. Sometimes the songs are all about joy and exuberance. Sometimes they're all about deliriously delightful praise and exaltation. But a lot of times they're not. A lot of times there are terrible wailing songs, songs of sadness. Luke 11, it's the lament over the death of Jairus' daughter. In Matthew, it's those who mourn with a deep and awful song of loss, a song that sounds a little bit like humming or moaning. Patriotic songs and angry songs and the blues. We sang this song today a little bit. My song, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Who's that? For you, O Lord, have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. Who sang that? Casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly, you have filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. Oh, a kid sang that one. Sometimes the Holy Spirit stirring in us surfaces like a song, as it did for her. Songs that are grateful and joyful, but sometimes songs that are really more like an announcement. An announcement that something is coming, that something is about to happen, that there is change on the way. That's how God's music works. God's songs are comforting and subversive and powerful. And maybe you're hearing one these days. Can you hear the divine melody of anticipation? Maybe it's a fast song or a slow song. Maybe it's one that's in a minor key or a major key. Maybe it's one with lots of verses. Or maybe it's just a very short refrain that's repeated over and over. But biblically speaking, that's how it works. Have you noticed that? That's how it always starts. There's this pattern in Scripture that plays out, an archetype, that when God hears of the suffering of the people, when God becomes aware of the pain and lament and the loss of beloved ones, when God is not oblivious to the heartbreak of those that are at the center of God's attention, there is some deprivation within his beloved community, then what? God decides to do something. But before he comes, what happens? The singing starts. The singing starts. In Mary's time, it was King Herod, Herod the Great. He liked to call himself the big shot, the one on the throne. He would gather some close and push others away, and the rest he would just kill. Caiaphas, the high priest in the temple, exploiting and undermining the reality of that. And then Rome ever hovering on the edges. And then this young woman. Matthew and Luke both call her a virgin. Ah, it's hard to guess. 14 years old, something like that. A kid from Nazareth, no noble family, no status in the community, no connections. Pregnant, alone, and probably scorned. Her betrothed, this Joseph, a nobleman, but had to dump her, right? I mean, that's the expected thing to do. A dark moment for a family, for a community, and for a nation. But that's when it happens, right? That's how it always happens, right? Just when we think we can take no more, just at the moment of terrible temptation or miserable madness or desperate darkness, you start to hear it. And this little melody catches on. A song that hooks in our heads, kind of a divine earworm. Somebody from the margin strikes up a tune, and before you know it, all God's people hear it, and all God's people join in. All the basses and all the altos, the sopranos and the tenors, some who sing like angels and some, like my grandma used to say, some who couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. You know, some weeks ago, the personnel committee got together and conducted interviews, and we were looking for a new musician, right? So John Ross shows up, and we had this interview, and you ask all the questions that you usually do in that kind of a setting. Well, tell us about conflict in your work. You know, all the kind of questions that you know are coming. But then, I don't know if it was a surprise to him or not, we said, John, would you teach us a song? Now, we had Kelly as part of the search team, you know, Kelly from the band. And so that was all very happy because John launched in and started to play some things and explain to us how it worked. And Kelly sings like an angel, and I'm kind of, you know, humming along with. He got Kyle Turner to sing. You're hired, we said. What gets you to sing? Can anything provoke us to use our voices? That our task as a people, our joy is to give voice to God's Spirit, to be the conduit of God's promise, to be the agency of God's movement in the world. Not just an expression of art, but a song as a prayer, a song as a protest, a song as praise. Summoned by a song, changed by a song, sent by a song.